This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Dylan and Dean, and that was Chasing You by Airwolf. We are having a lurgy day today. Both Dylan and I have got the chesty colds, haven't we, Dil?
Yeah, a bit of a cough.
How do you feel about the home remedies? Have you been trying anything interesting?
I'm just trying everything. If someone suggests it, I'll do it.
My suggestion is apple cider vinegar.
Oh, that smells horrid.
It smells horrid. It tastes disgusting. But there's something about having a tablespoon of it that changes everything.
That's huge.
A tablespoon. It's important. You've got to have a tablespoon.
Okay, it just smells like feet. It's just gross.
It smells like vinegar. That's what it smells like. But when you're thinking about, I'm not 100%. I'm feeling a little bit ill. Things aren't great. You've got to go hard or go home. And I'm not one to go to the chemist and get lots of, so I do the olive oil extract and I do all that kind of stuff.
What's olive oil do?
Well, I mean, maybe whenever I was sick, not olive oil, it's olive extract. So it's the same kind of thing as the apple vinegar stuff. Like it knocks out a lot of crap in your system. So when I was a young'un and I used to not feel 100%, my nonna would have a jar in her cupboard and it would be filled with these little things that I always thought were fizzy lollies. Like you'd put them on your tongue and they'd disintegrate. And what they actually were diuretics. And she would mix them into water and we'd feel like we were having a fizzy drink. But whenever you're not feeling well, she'd give us a fizzy drink. And I always stupidly thought, I was like, oh my God, like how good is Nonna just giving me a good drink? And actually it was because, you know, when you're not feeling well, you take this and it helps flush out your system. This is the same thing you need to do when you're not feeling 100%. So you got to take this stuff to make yourself feel better. But I've been doing that crazy thing of leaving the heater on all night because it's been pretty chilly lately.
Yeah, I just wear a nice dressing gown.
And then you wake up dehydrated. So I don't know what's going on, but I can't seem to win. But what have you been doing for your remedies, Jill?
A lot of water.
Water's good.
I feel
good.
Like
keep
I've waterboarded myself.
You waterboarded yourself.
I've been taking antihistamines.
Well, the hay fever, it is wattle season, and I think my hay fever factor is up as well. Remember a couple of weeks I was talking about the hay fever, and now I've got a cold, so I feel like I'm just a glutton for punishment.
You're just having a great, great time.
I really am. What can I do?
You're listening to Mad Wednesday, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day every Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
It's Mad Wednesday with Dylan and Dean, and we are feeling not 100%. So we have been asking what your own remedies are. Now, I was mentioning that I have been doing drinking apple cider vinegar, but it does the job. And also olive leaf extract. And we got a message in saying it's a trap. Olive leaf extract is a million times worse than apple cider vinegar because Dylan doesn't like the taste, which is fair enough.
No, not the taste, the smell.
The smell, well, I mean, the taste is pretty bad as well. But this is what it takes to get healthy. Do you find when you're not feeling 100% that everyone's telling you to go to the doctor and you don't do it?
Yeah, because then the doctor doesn't give you the best advice.
Well, or the doctor goes, you know what, you just need some time off work. And that doesn't help either. So I by the time I normally go and see a doctor, it's too late. Everything's run its course.
And you're hanging out with sick people.
Yeah. Well, I've also been cleaning my apartment, so I feel like the dust is maybe there's something moldy in my apartment and that's caused greater.
I think you're constantly cleaning your apartment.
I think it's inevitable.
Have you found any gems?
I've been throwing out. I have actually been finding some great gems. You know what I've been doing amidst my sickness? It's the organisation of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've decided instead of having boxes of things and bags of things, it's time to organise things properly. But I've obviously got to sort my closet out properly because there needs to be some sections for frock. There needs to be some sections for performance team. There needs to be some sections for, you know, Thursday night spit and polish Dean, and there needs to be some sections for actual clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you work that out into a wardrobe? How do you make that work? So I've taken everything out of the wardrobe and I discovered I have like 20 pairs of sheets.
Okay.
Sheet sets. No one needs that many sheet sets.
Why so many sheets?
I have no idea. I think I just get excited and buy them whenever they're on special. So how many sheet sets do you think a person should have? 2, 3?
I'd say
four is the most that you should have. So it's time to cull those. I kind of took them all out and I've got to organise them all. But I'm just trying to sort out the wardrobe so everything has its place and I throw out anything else that I don't want.
Will you op shop the rest?
Oh, absolutely. You've got to take it to the op shop, got to take it to a charity shop. I mean, and there's plenty of good stuff there. It's just I don't need it anymore. And that's how I need to start culling and getting rid of stuff. I'm even this close to throwing out my Christmas decorations, even though Christmas is only 4-5 months away.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
Well, you'll use them soon, won't you?
Well, I know, but Christmas comes around once a year. I may as well just buy a blow-up Christmas tree at Christmas time, you know, like...
Ho, ho, why not? Just enjoy that little time.
Well, I just don't know. This is the problem with spring cleaning. When do you stop and where do you start? So I've decided to just go gung-ho. But if I do that, then I'll fill the bins in a day and still won't have enough room for anything.
Get a skip.
So a section at a time. I've been starting with my bedroom and I'm starting with the wardrobe.
Okay.
And then I'm working my way through it. But then I hit Lurgyville, which is where I currently am. And you can even hear it in my voice. Like I can hear how blocked my nose is. So it was all just a bit, ugh. So I need your home remedies. Do you do a cup of tea every single day? Do you just do a bit of lemon and ginger in a cup of tea? Or do you just hydrate? Do you rest? What is it that you do to make yourself feel better?
When I'm feeling bad, I sniff lemongrass and ginger tea bags.
Ooh.
And that just makes you...
It makes you feel better?
Makes you feel better. Also makes you sneeze.
Well, I mean, better out than in.
Yeah.
Better out than
in. To enjoy that.
There's plenty of ways you can support Mad Wednesday. You can take a load off Dean by making an appearance on his behalf at LGBTI functions and events. Or help Dylan by cleaning his bedroom. That place is a pigsty. Or you could simply rate and review this podcast so more people get to know about Mad Wednesday. Help this joy podcast grow.
We are with Michael. No, we're not.
What is going on?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The sickness has gone straight to your brain. You flash back to when Michael Dalton was a part of the show.
Oh, my God. That is flashback.
It's been months.
That's Freaky Friday. Mad Wednesday, even. With Dylan and Dean, two Ds to make your time delightful.
Double Ds to delight your day. So we have been talking self-remedies and cleaning and things like that because I have been cleaning my apartment and the lovely Barbara from Castlemaine messaged in giving me a storage tip because I emptied all of my wardrobe only to find that I had a lot of sheets and pillowcases. And Barbara's tip was to fold the top, bottom and one pillowcase together and pop them into a second pillowcase and fold it over like an envelope. Oh, and it keeps the sets together. See, that
is a hack.
That's up there for thinking. That is a very good idea because that's one of my problems as well. Like, I've got too much of everything. So you fold it into itself. I mean, are you any good at folding sheets?
No.
I'm not rustically folding them. I'm not brilliant at it. I'm not going to lie. But that does sound like a good idea to fold them all together into themselves.
Sounds like a lot of work, though.
Yeah, but then they're all together. They're in a pack. You know when you grab that, because they're all in on themselves, you can just grab it and then you're rocking and rolling. You've got all the sheets and everything you need, unlike what I normally do, which is take everything out of the wardrobe to find a matching pair. The other hack that I've created for myself is I now put my undies and socks on the bottom drawer of my wardrobe. So that way in the morning, because you always need undies and socks, I'm doing squats and exercising to pick them up.
Wow, okay.
Is that overthinking?
Like one or two squats.
But still, it's a start. You know, first thing in the morning, you got to stretch. You got to get, you know, jumping out of bed, jumping in the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition. So I figure, why not do a few squats? And then it'll encourage me to do some more.
So many tips. Exercising with Dean.
I'm just trying to find a way to factor all these things into my everyday life, Dylan.
You're listening to Mad Wednesday with Melbourne's busiest homosexual Dean and the indescribable Dylan. On Joy.
We have been talking self-medication when you're not feeling 100% and cleaning one's apartment because, I don't know, regular listeners would know the two things I constantly mention on the show is the fact that I need to start cleaning my apartment and also the fact that I'm still single. We'll deal with the single bit later. But I have been making some headway with cleaning my apartment. I took everything out of my wardrobe only to find that I had all these sets of sheets. But someone messaged in saying leaving everything on the floor is just as effective, isn't it? I can tell you it is not. But unfortunately, I've got a friend staying with me at the moment and my housemate as well. And the reality is that you've got to make more mess in order to clean.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to kind of take everything out in order to get it all back together. It means that currently our apartment looks like a bomb site. But I did all my washing.
You did it all.
Which for me is a huge achievement because
and
I know people are saying.
Especially because you don't have a dryer.
No, no, no. Just use the nature's wind or just nature or just wind.
Just wind.
I just use the world. I use the world. The world is my dryer. But, I, you know, it's interesting someone messaged in about the floor drobe because I've actually, I had a floor drobe for a year and a half. Mm. Actually, maybe it was 2 years. If I know that sounds terrible. When I came back from my holiday, not the most recent one, but a couple of years ago, I kind of just opened up the suitcase and just kept chucking the clean clothes on top of that until suddenly I realized that I had no idea what clothes I had anymore and I was just constantly getting off the floor. And I somehow have managed to maintain that every...
Well, I to make the matter worse for me, I've got a rental inspection
have you
next
got,
week.
I've never had... No.
We don't rent.
I've rented. No, I don't rent anymore. But when I have rented, no one ever asked me for a rental inspection. So I don't know. What does this mean? They just come
just
and they look at it?
Just a lot of cleaning up. It's from 9.30 to 12 on
well,
a
Well, I mean,
Wednesday.
They'll come at some point. But what have you ever had a rental inspection
no.
before? So what do you reckon? Do you think they're going to come
they're
and look
gonna,
at everything?
Yeah, probably.
So you've got to clean the whole apartment and make it look respectable. Like, do you know, do you have any pets that you shouldn't have or...
No.
All right. So this is what you've got to prep up because I know you're staying at my mate's place while he's away. Mm. Do you maybe want to check to make sure you do everything? Look, because I've never had a rental inspection
before. He's a bit pedantic.
He is a pedantic cleaner, but I've never had a rental inspection before. Have you guys had a rental inspection before? What does Dylan need to be wary of? What things does he need to think of? What do you not remember? What is that thing you always forget when you've got a rental inspection? Is it the fact that you've got a cat and you shouldn't have a cat? Or is there some, all these little details? What are the things that Dylan needs to know in order to make sure that he still gets to keep his home? That's what I'm putting out there to the listeners. Why don't you message in any of your tips? You can hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au because, I mean, cleaning makes sense, right?
Mm.
But is there that thing as well you've got to think of, oh, well, make sure you haven't got anything stuck on the walls or anything like that?
Potentially. Also, there's a broken, I'm not sure if it's my responsibility or their responsibility, a towel rack.
Like, well, I guess you're going to find out.
It was broken before I moved in.
Well, there you go. Make sure you take always take pictures. Always take pictures.
Always take pictures. Get her to be in a selfie with the tire with the tired old bathroom.
What are your tips for Dylan to make sure he doesn't avoid being thrown out of his home?
You're listening to Mad Wednesday, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Every Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
Question, Gary.
Yes, dear.
I heard the sniff around town is that you're a landlord.
I own another property.
So yes. you might have some tips for Dylan. So he's got his first house inspection.
I certainly
and
have.
He has no idea what they're actually coming to inspect. Any tips?
He needs to shave.
Well, if
no,
his physical
joking.
Appearance is going to, I mean, we've got bigger problems.
Growing my
that.
Beard, thank you very much.
Neat and tidy.
Yeah.
Clean is my usual lookout.
But do you just look like do you just go in and look that it's like? Are you looking for dust in the corner? Like how extreme?
No,
you probably go to the garden and check that they're checking out the garden.
Well, it's an apartment, so there's no garden.
All right.
I go with the agent because I rent it out through an agent. The agent comes around, takes photos, and the tenant is a gay man.
Talk about double pressure. Oh, no, the agent, is it that you don't trust the agent or you don't trust the tenant?
I like to keep things all legal and above board, mm-hmm. right? So the agent makes sure it's all legal and everything else. She takes pictures. And the tenant is very good with cleanliness. I look at things like the stove. Is the stove clean? The stove top and that sort of stuff. So there's a clue. Make sure the carpets are clean with no stains and that sort of thing. So bedroom.
So, like general cleanliness, but stove top, carpets.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hide the sex toys.
And
do you look
the bathroom.
In the fridge?
Sorry?
Do you look in the fridge?
No.
I mean, the fridge is yours, though. The fridge
yeah, that's
isn't
your
the
personal property.
True.
No. Yeah. If it's starting to stink, well, then I'll sort of, if I can smell something going off, well, I think, where's that smell coming from, young Dylan?
Well, there you go. All right, so there's some helpful tips. Mm-hmm. We've also gotten another helpful tip in from Jack from Williamstown saying, I have a rental inspection every 6 months. Just make it clean, tidy and presentable.
Yep.
I always make sure I put toys and lube away, as well as any pics of naked blokes, which is lovely. And then another message saying, don't stress about it, Dylan. Did you pay your rent on time and be a reasonably clean human and you'll be fine? Oh, which is very nice.
I fully support that one.
Oh, another bit of advice. My first impression matters. And if you ace that, then you're golden. You don't need to have things like white. Don't be like Paula Duncan, Ajax, spray and wipe type cleaning. But just a quick clean will do. Shove things in boxes. Put boxes into cupboards and under the beds. This is actually a good tip for me for just keeping my house clean, quite frankly. Wipe down your bathroom vanity. Oh, this is very detailed. Raz from Melbourne, I love it. Wipe down your bathroom vanity and kitchen benches.
Yeah,
vanity.
Bathroom and
is
kitchen
vanity,
is good.
That's just the cupboard in the bathroom?
No, that's the bowl.
Oh, the bowl. Yeah. All right. And, oh, they should never open cupboards unless you've made a maintenance request that requires it, i.e. a leaking roof into the cupboard. Yeah. On your Raz, that is helpful yeah, information.
Very true.
I never
open cupboards.
Dylan, put everything in the cupboards and don't worry about it.
Sounds exciting.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.